Welcome back, everybody, to the Real Madrid podcast. Well, no time really to dwell on the Champions League exits as we enter a vital weekend for the top four in Spain's La Liga, all of whom meet each other. Lots of fallout, though, is still continuing to follow Eden Hazard around today across the medias. But Sergio Ramos has come out firing back at the critics who believe that the season is over. The history, he said, of Madrid has been forged with victories, but it has risen from defeat as well. We still have the league, and we are going for it. And so that's what we're going to concentrate on today. The team back in training. Sergio Ramos, Vinicius, and Valverde didn't take part in active training. They were working in the gym. Varane, as we know, will not be back for Sevilla. He should be ready for Granada. By comparison, Lopetegui has a full squad from which to choose. Everybody is fit and ready. And they, contrary to those who believe they don't, they do have plenty to play for, a place in the Super Cup financially as well. There is a €7 million difference in prize money from positions two down to position number four. As the day has gone on today, Zidane's future is back on the agenda, and that is after Tuttosport over in Italy dedicated a whole front page to his image. They believe that Zidane is the number one target and likely to be in situ for Juventus next season as they look to replace Andrea Pirlo as coach. Juventus, by the way, also looking at Reno Gattuso, who leaves Napoli at the end of the season. It really is open season on Eden Hazard in the press and media. Most are now speculating that he is for sale and Madrid would sell if they could. Difficult, though, really, to see how this is going to work due to the huge loss that they would take on him, that is for certain. Also depends where he'd go, of course. The real danger here is that they could end up with another situation very similar to the one that Gareth Bale has been in for the last couple of years, and that is something that Madrid want to avoid at all costs. Another interesting Madrid-related story today is that Eintracht Frankfurt are said to be planning to offer Raul the job as first team coach next season as Adi Hütter heads off to Borussia Mönchengladbach. However, with Zidane's future, of course, unclear, he may well decide to stay if he believes there is a potential that he could be offered the role as first team coach at Real Madrid. Does look a bit unlikely at the moment. Bundesliga, that would be a very good place for Raul to start his senior coaching career. He knows the league, of course, as well from the time that he spent at Schalke. And so we head into the weekend with four games to go in La Liga. Atletico lead the table by 2 points from Madrid in second, Barcelona in third, with Sevilla down in fourth, 6 points off Atletico at the top. And this weekend, the top four meet each other. Barcelona facing Atletico and Madrid welcoming Sevilla to Madrid. And by Sunday evening, we should have a pretty clear idea who holds the advantage going into the final three games. So after Barcelona, who faces who? Well, Atletico have two home games to follow. First up, also not an easy game, Real Sociedad, who are currently in fifth place. They follow that with Osasuna, currently down in 11th. And a final day away game in Valladolid, who are currently fighting relegation down in 17th. And they could really need the points on the day to actually stay up. As for Real Madrid, after Sevilla, they've got two away games. First, 8th place Granada, followed by 9th place Bilbao, before a home game against Villarreal, who are currently 6th. So far from an easy run-in. And as for Barcelona, after the Atletico game, they're away at Levante, currently down in 13th, before home to Celta Vigo, currently down in 10th place. And a final game is away against Eibar. They're currently bottom of the table, 4 points from safety. So they do look likely to be relegated by the time that Barcelona come to visit. So out of all of them, Barcelona look to have the easiest run-in of the three teams. But as we know, nothing really has gone according to plan this season. And so this weekend, Barcelona Atletico, a win for Barcelona will take them top of the table. Recent form hasn't been good, though, for Barcelona against Atletico. They lost this fixture 1-0 earlier this season. They drew 2-2 last season. Diego Costa got an own goal in that game, by the way, as well. And Atletico won 3-2 in the Super Cup. Two memorable goals, remember, in that last 10 minutes from Morata and Correa, securing a significant win. That run, though, ended a long period of dominance for Barcelona in this fixture. In the previous 18 meetings, they'd lost just one. Overall, Barcelona have won 96 of the 211 official meetings, 66 wins for Atletico, 49 draws. So Real Madrid welcome Sevilla, of course, whose defeat by Bilbao last week has realistically ended their title hopes. Not mathematically, but Lopetegui will still be keen to return to the club that sacked him and leave them with a reminder that it was the wrong decision. It's meeting 166 between the two. Madrid have 89 wins to Sevilla's 48, with the 24 draws. Madrid's form in recent meetings is pretty good. They've won the last four home and away. Earlier this season, they won by a goal to nil, although it was Bono's own goal that actually cost them. It was a day of missed chances for both teams. Sevilla created more chances as well than Madrid, but like Madrid, they couldn't actually finish, well, at least not in their own net. Madrid had Vinicius and Rodrigo and Benzema starting last season in the home game. It was a 2-1 win, two goals from Casemiro. Luke de Jong got the Sevilla goal. This fixture as well does have a history of producing goal-laden games. There hasn't been a nil-nil since 1993-94. The other statistic that does stand out is that there have only been two draws of any score, that is, since 1999. And Madrid have picked up some big, big wins as well in recent years. The 5-0 back in 2017, back in 2013-14, it was a very memorable 7-3 win. Benzema, Isco, Marcelo, Ramos, Varane all played in that game. Modric came on as a substitute. And prior to that, in 2010, Madrid had two successive 6-2 away wins. Well, Sevilla then come into the weekend in fourth place. They're 4 points off Madrid and Barcelona. Still, though, as we said earlier, plenty to play for. Away form this season was a bit variable at the start of the campaign, but since defeat to Bilbao back on October the 31st, they've lost just two in La Liga on the road, in Madrid to Atletico, and then they lost against Elche. Other than that, Barcelona did beat them in the cup. Recently, they are on a run of three straight wins away from home, and their record of scoring also good on the road this season. Only Granada and Atletico in La Liga have actually stopped them scoring, so Madrid will need to be very wary indeed. Well, let's have a look at who has had the most impact for Sevilla over the course of this season. Remember, Lopetegui, as we said, has got a full squad from which to choose. Now, 15 different players have scored goals for them this season, and Nesyri is way out in front of anybody else with 17. The 23-year-old Moroccan has been a revelation, really, since he arrived here from Leganés. He'd never scored in double figures before this season. And if you add them all up, cup games, internationals as well, he's hit 23 all told this season. And that includes two La Liga hat-tricks. He scored three against Cadiz and three also against Sociedad. Closest to him is Ocampos. He's managed 5 goals this season, well down on the 14 of last season, but he's weighed in with 4 assists as well. And then there's the other Moroccan, El Haddadi. He's on 4 goals. The ex-Barcelona player has ended each of the last two seasons with 5, so he's only 1 off of that. Plenty of variation in those who are serving up the assists as well. 12 different players have managed to provide this season. Jordan on 6 is up there alongside the evergreen 35-year-old Jesus Navas, also on 6. Keep an eye on Suso, though, and Campos as well, as they've delivered 4 apiece. Highest-rated player overall this season is somebody Zidane knows, and he did think about putting in a bit to try and buy as well not long ago. Jules Koundé, the 22-year-old central defender who was signed from Bordeaux last season. He's been a hugely consistent performer this season, and it's not only at the back either that he's had an impact. The French international has also weighed in this season with a few goals, 5 in all for club and country. And there we are. That wraps it up then for today. The weekend is all set then to provide some great dramas. And after the disappointment of the midweek Champions League exit, let's hope the team can raise their spirits again on Sunday to deliver the victory. Enjoy the match then, wherever it is you are watching around the world. I'll be back next week. In the meantime, though, from me, Tim Capel. Bye-bye for now.